He continued to stare. She was stunning. He was literally stunned by her. Was she auditioning for something?
"I'm sorry," he finally said, "but all the nurse roles have been cast."
"I beg your pardon," she snapped. There was a long pause. "Amanda Pine," she repeated. He blinked.
My daughter? Oh, he said, suddenly nervous. "What about her? Are you a doctor? Are you from the school?"
He leapt to his feet. "Good God, no," Elizabeth replied. "I'm a chemist. I've come all the way over here from Hastings on my lunch hour because you've failed to return my calls." And when he continued to look baffled, she clarified. "Hastings Research Institute? Where groundbreaking research breaks ground?" She exhaled at the vacuous tagline. "The point is, I put a great amount of effort into making a nutritious lunch for Madeline, something that I'm sure you also strive to do for your child." And when he continued to stare at her blankly, she added, "Because you care about Amanda's cognitive and physical development. Because you know such development is reliant on offering the correct balance of vitamins and minerals."
"The thing is, Mrs. Pine is..."
"Yes, I know. Missing in action. I tried to contact her, but was told she lives in New York."
"We're divorced."
"Sorry to hear, but divorce has little to do with lunch."
"It might seem that way, but..."
"A man can make lunch, Mr. Pine. It is not biologically impossible."
"Absolutely," he agreed, fumbling with a chair. "Please, Mrs. Zott, please sit."
"I have something in the cyclotron," she said irritably, glancing at her watch. "Do we have an understanding or not?"
"Cyclo..."
"Subatomic particle accelerator." Elizabeth glanced at the walls. They were filled with frame posters advertising melodramatic soap operas and gimmicky game shows.
My work," Walter said,
suddenly embarrassed by their crassness.
"Maybe you've seen one."
She turned back to face him. "Mr. Pine," she said in a more conciliatory manner, "I'm sorry I don't have the time or resources to make your daughter lunch. We both know food is the catalyst that unlocks our brains, binds our families, and determines our futures. And yet..." She trailed off, her eyes growing narrow as she took in a soap opera poster featuring a nurse giving a patient some unusual care. "Does anyone have the time to teach the entire nation to make food that matters? I wish I did, but I don't. Do you?"